Many people ask questions about animal spirits. Are animals spirits too? Animals are spirits, as we are spirits. They are born, they live, and they die. And they come back again and again into earthly bodies. In spirit, they experience very much the same type of growth that we humans do. To some, this may seem distressing. After all, humans are supposed to hold a very special place within creation. Well, indeed we do. But this does not mean that we humans are the only living spirits in God's great kingdom of spirit. Animals are spirit. Plants are spirit. Even the rocks and minerals of the earth have some form of spirit life within their body. Animals are spirits, but they lack souls. Animals are part of God's creation, are endowed with spirit. But are animals in fact like us humans? The answer to this question is both yes and no. Most of whom we would consider to be members of the wildlife kingdoms belong to what is known as group souls. They have not experienced what ancient wisdom calls individualization. That is, one spirit, soul to one body. They tend to travel as a group oversoul and incarnate jointly with many different animal bodies. For instance, one hive of bees may be in fact one group spirit incarnated with all the individual bees. Anyone who has studied the behaviour of honeybees will attest to the incredible organisational skills inherent in the hive. Furthermore, the hive acts as almost one entity. Anyone who observed a huge flock of birds can attest to the amazingly synchronous movements it exhibits. When it's time to shift direction, the whole flock seems to know and follows accordingly. The choreography matches the finest human dance team. Many would attribute these observed traits to inbred instincts. In the Bible, when it says that God gave us dominion over the earth, it means that our task is to take care of the earth and her inhabitants. Part of that responsibility is to help members of the lower kingdoms move along in their spiritual progression. We do this by showing through example what is to love, to sacrifice, and to think and reason with logic. This influences members of the animal kingdom and inspires them to be more human-like in their interactions. We all know of great men and women whom we wish to emulate. These great people walk the earth with wisdom, love, and charity. We observe their kindness and wisdom, and that inspires us to want to be more like them, because we see something in them that we have not yet attained in our lives. At some points, these animals will want to become even closer to humans. They do that by planning as spirit incarnations, which will bring them into close human contact. They do this primarily by becoming domesticated. These are the multitude of animal companions which we humans receive into care and custody. In this respect, the animals become more intimate with humans and share it in the human family experience. This causes them to learn even more about love, dedication, loyalty, responsibility, and all the other human traits. When our animals pass away through death, they will endeavour to link with us, and if the opportunity lends itself to communicate. We have had many animals communicate through mediumship in order to let their human loved ones know that they are okay. They have given evidence of their survival by showing themselves as while they were on earth and conveying many of their character traits. For some, communication from an animal loved one can just be as moving as communication from a human loved one, sometimes even more so. Human communicators often come with baggage. animals simply come. Their communications are often more pure and less complicated. They bring with them the same degree of love. Animals do not communicate in exactly the same way as human spirits do. They appear through clairvoyance, just as humans do. But their communication tends to be more thought-form orientated. Animals have not developed speech, yet they do communicate with us through telepathic transmission of thoughts, forms, and desire. When animals communicate through mediums, their message comes forward in much the same way. The medium knows what the animal wishes to communicate to his or earthly loved one. Other than that, mediumistic communication from animals is very much as it is from humans. How often do you hear people say, "I know my pet is going to come back as a human next time"? Does this happen? Well, the answer is yes or no. Certainly an animal spirit will eventually become so human-like that he or she will take the next logical step in progression, reincarnate into human bodily form. But this does not happen as frequently as many as people would think. Ancient wisdom teaches that this is a step in consciousness, takes place at a great spiritual turning point, where we all make some remarkable transition or step up in our spirituality. Think of this, that when we lose an animal, our animals are still around us.